I've had there's been a bit of interest over the last sort of year as such. So, and it's a good move for myself as well because, you know, I've had 18 months now. I've been in and out of a team, and you know, hopefully I can come here and consolidate my place, and you know, hopefully get the team on winning ways.
How eager are you to get started now and to create an impression at Rotherham?
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, you know, I always try and give 100% in everything I do, whether it be training, you know, or matches. So, you know, it'll be a good test for me as well, really, because obviously, you know, you've got a great set of lads and, you know, it's going to be a competitive season.
Did you always anticipate that a move to Rotherham would materialise? Because, like you say, it's been on the cards for a while. We've been asking Steve Evans about whether or not you were going to come here for the best part of a year as well. Did you always think that eventually you probably would end up here?
Yeah, well, it's one of those things in football, like, I never rule anything out in football. I've never shut the door on, you know, on any possible move. So it's always good to keep your options open. But, you know, I'm up here now. You know, I've got a six-month loan. And, you know, all I can do is give it my best.
Were you also sort of keen to sort of stay at Bournemouth and prove yourself there? Because that is a club and it's sort of an area that's close to you, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. You know, I was born and raised in Bournemouth and, you know, I'm a southern lad. And, you know, but for me to move up here for 6 months...
I love ya.
But for me to move up here for 6 months, it'll be... you know, it'll be good for me to get playing football, you know, regularly again, hopefully. And, you know, my family have been supportive with me as well.
Is that a little bit of an unusual deal? You know, the fact that it is 6 months and there's an option to buy for Rotherham. But do you feel like they keep you on your toes? Do you feel you've got something to prove then to try and secure that permanent move?
Well, of course it is. You know, I've not come up here to, you know, I know I'm not going to walk straight in the team. I know I need to, you know, train hard and, you know, try and play well week in, week out to try and cement my place. So, it's a case of just seeing how the 6 months goes and, you know, hopefully I'll make a good impression.
Do you feel any pressure at all, the fact that it is considered a marquee signing for Rotherham and the fans will be excited to see you out there? Does that ever put pressure on a player's shoulders?
Well, any player moves to any club, there's always going to be pressure because there's always expectations on that player. But, you know, all I can do is, like I said, just go out there and just give them 100% and, you know, hopefully that'll be good enough.
We know you as a goal scorer, but so what are the other aspects of your game that has made you a success to this day?
Well, I just work great. You know, I've always been sort of taught, you know, if the goals aren't going in, because that happens, strikers do go on droughts, but there's no excuse not to work hard. So, you know, if everyone's got that mentality and everyone's working hard, the whole team and the whole club would put in the right direction. Yeah, I obviously worked with the gaffer for 18 months at Crawley, and you know, we had great success there. So, you know, there's no reason with the step up that Rotherham made into League One that we can't do that again.
What do you make of the infrastructure of this club as well? Because it's a team that has gone through an awful lot over the years, but now they've got a brand new stadium. Now they're moving up through the leagues again. So, do you feel this is a club that is going places?
Yeah, definitely. You know, like I said, the lads here have got great ability. You know, and if everyone pulls in the right direction, there's no reason why we can't make the step up again. You know, like you said, the stadium's, you know, it's not a League One stadium. It's a Championship stadium. It's unbelievable setup. And you know, the training ground here is brilliant, but obviously there's talks about moving to another one, which is going to be even better. So this club's definitely on the up. Don't think there's much point in being in this division if you're not going to try and compete. So, you know, all we can do is, you know, for the season, just try and work hard and try and grind out results, which we know it's not going to be easy because there's some massive teams in this league now. So all we can do is do what we can with the players we've got. There's no reason why we shouldn't be at the top coming into the season.
Physically, how are you? Because we know that you had a little bit of an issue, I think, a couple of weeks ago. But are you feeling 100% now?
Yeah, I had a little bit of a thigh strain, but you know, that's healed up now. So, you know, touch wood that it will all be good come Saturday.